أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Dear believers, we welcome you to this honorable program, Religion Means Alive. First of all, we would like to say we praise Allah, we thank Allah, and we pray that the prayers and the peace be upon Muhammad the Prophet, to whom the Quran was revealed. We thank Allah once again for this opportunity. My name is Edward Abdel Aziz, and I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And first of all, I'd like to start off by thanking Imam Alfred for inviting me to host this wonderful program, Religion Means Alive. And I'd like to thank him, and I pray Allah bless him and his family, and also thank his son, Alfred Jr., for really, really showing me how to become a part of this great technology. So we thank Allah. We thank Allah for you, dear believers, on the on this conference call, on this Blog Talk Radio call. We thank Allah for all of you also for joining us this evening. And we pray Allah that he can bless us to leave here with something on our mind, something that we can carry on in our life or into the community where we can benefit and continue building this model community that our beloved leader, the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad, has so wonderfully came and demonstrated and built this great foundation for us to continue build on this new Africa. So we thank Allah for you. First of all, I'd like to start off by once again saying that we are coming up on the Savior's Day, 2016, and the theme of our Savior's Day this year would be building bridges for peace and justice. Building bridges for peace and justice, and it'll be Saturday, February 20th at the Robert Treat Hotel. It's at 50 Park Place in Newark, New Jersey. The doors will open at 11 a.m., and the program will begin at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and the banquet starts at 6 p.m. And there's lodging available at the Robert Treat Hotel, and that phone number is 973-622-1000. That's 973-622-1000. And there is a discount rate when you use the discount code, and that code is 7114. 7114. There will be dynamic speakers, and also there will be the Hadid Award banquet. And also you can purchase your tickets at themoscares.com or saviorsday.net. And you can also call 708-679-1573 or go to wdmministry@subglobal.net. And before we close out, we will we'll bring this back to your attention. Again, we would also like to thank Masjid Imam Ali K. Muslim for hosting this Savior's Day of 2016 this year. I'd also like to thank them also. And dear believers, brothers and sisters, dear people on the Religion Means Alive, wonderful program, a wonderful choice of a topic that Imam Alfred has chosen. Religion Means Alive. Religion Means Alive. It's wonderful. And I'd like to start off by reading something that our beloved Imam had mentioned in reference to tolerance. He said tolerance is a must, and this is excerpts from the Imam in the Graceline magazine, in the Graceline magazine. And the Imam said that religion is a must. He said that Islam is a religion, and religion is life, and religion is peace. When we hear the call to worship made five times a day in a Muslim community or Muslim neighborhood where there is a mosque nearby your home, you can hear five times a day the call to worship or the call to prayer. And the call is a call to life. The word For call comes from the word life. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Say hiya, hiya alayhi salat, hiya alayhi salat. Come to prayer. The call to al-Islam then is a call to life. Let there be no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. Whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks. And Allah hear and know all things. This is a quote from our beloved Imam. Dear believers, I would like to start off by saying, you know, religion means alive. And Allah asks us in the Quran that what is the matter with you that you do not respond to that which gives you life, or that which is offering you the best things that you can, that he can give you, is true life. The best thing that Allah can give us is true life. He also said that this day have I completed my favor on you and have preferred you, for you, al-Islam, as your religion. After many people had given up, and Allah gives us in his, the Quran, in Surah, I think it's Surah 51, Allah has reminded us in the Quran, in Surah 51, that's in the 51, that's Ayat 123. And Allah says, it reminds us in Surah 51 that he has, let me find this right quick and I'll be... Allah says in Quran, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim," in Surah Dariyat, the winds that scatter. By the winds that scatter, broadcast, and those that lift and bear away heavy weights, and those that flow with ease and gentleness, and those that distribute and apportion by command. Verily, that which are promised is true, and verily, judgment and justice must indeed come to pass. By the sky with its numerous paths, truly you are in a doctrine discordant, through which are deluded away from the truth, such as would be deluded. Woe to the falsehood mongers, those who flounder heedless in a flood of confusion. They ask, when will the day of judgment and justice? It will be a day when they will be tried and tested over the fire. Taste ye your trial. That is what you used to ask to be hastened. As to the righteous, they will be in the midst of a garden and springs, taking joy in the things which their Lord gives them, because before then they lived a good life. They were in the habit of sleeping but little by night, and in the hours of the early dawn they were found praying for forgiveness. And in their wealth and possessions was remembered the right of the needy, him who asked and him who for some reason was prevented from asking. On the earth are signs for those of assured faith. As also in your own selves will you not then see? And in the heavens is your sustenance, as also that which ye are promised. Then by the Lord of heavens and the earth, this is the very truth, as much as the fact that you can speak intelligently to each other. Salak al-Din, and surely Allah speaks the truth. You see, so we have to really, really, we're talking about religion. Religion means alive. As we can see in Allah's religion, men and women working, as they say, flowing with ease, strong and gentle, uniting through all of the commotion, true and stable. The day of judgment we are seeing fulfilled. The day of religion. In Surah 50, section 1 and 2 in the Quran, Allah says, in Surah Al-Kahf, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, by the glorious Quran, thou art Allah's messenger. But they wonder that there has come to them a warner from among themselves. So the unbelievers say, this is a wonderful thing. What, when we die and become dust, shall we live again? That is a sort of return, far from our understanding. We already know how much of them the earth takes away with us is a record, guarding the full account. But they deny the truth when it comes to them. So they are in a confused state. Do they not look at the sky above them, how we have made it and adorned it, and there are no flaws in it? And the earth we have spread it out and set thereon mountains standing firm and produced therein every kind of beautiful growth and pears to be observed and commemorated by every devotee turning to Allah. And we send down charged with blessings, and we produce therewith gardens and grain for harvest, and tall and stately palm trees with shoots of fruits, stalks piled one over another, as substance for Allah's servants. And we give new life therewith to land that is dead. Thus will be the resurrection. Before them was denied the hereafter by the people of Noah, the companions of the Ras, the Thamud, the Ad, the brethren of Lot, the companions of the wood, and the people of Tuba. Each one of them rejected the messengers, and my warning was duly fulfilled in them. Were we then weary with the first creation, that they should be in confused doubt about a new creation? Allah says, it was we who created man, and we know what dark suggestions his soul makes to him, for we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. Behold, the two guardian angels appointed to learn his doing, learn and note them, one sitting on the right and one on the left. Not a word does he utter, but there is a sentinel by him, ready to see it. And the stupor of death will bring truth before his eyes. This was the thing thou wast trying to escape, and the trumpet shall be blown. That will be the day wherein warning had been given, and there will come forth every soul with each will be an angel to drive and an angel to bear witness. It will be said, thou wast heedless of this. Now have we removed thy veil, and sharp is thy sight this day. And his companions will say, here is his record, ready with me. The sentence will be throw into hell every contumous rejecter of Allah, who forbade what was good, transgressed all bounds, cast doubt and suspicion, who set up another God besides Allah, throw him into a severe penalty. His companions will say, our Lord, I did not make him transgress, but he was himself far astray. He will say, dispute not with each other in my presence. I had already in advance sent you warning. The word changes not before me, and I do not the least injustice to my servants. Faluk al-Din, and surely Allah speaks the truth. Again, you know, Allah has spoken the truth, and Allah speaks the truth. Brothers and sisters, Allah says, this day have I completed my favor upon you, and I preferred al-Islam as your religion, way of life. Religion means alive. Here we are here in America, born out of a special circumstances. Some people treated horrible, and it was stripped of the knowledge of ourselves and from our true life. No traces of our true religion, of our true religious life. Most people that came over here were not cut off from what we were cut off to. The Jews, the Irish, the Italians, they were not put in a real disadvantage in all of the things that we were put into and all of the roles that they that and all of the lies that they told us, and all of the things that they took away from us, and had us to suffer and worship a God in their own image. We didn't benefit from that. They benefited from that. So our people have been destroyed and are destroying themselves because they are not on the road, on the true road of life. They're not on the true road of life. Life taught to get money or to travel and find cars, clothing. Our souls are not at peace. We can't reach out to things that will really make us rise above the shackles, praying for the falsehood, praying for the fashions and the styles of things. We're happy because we refuse to think outside the box and satisfied to being in the cage, hopping around on our little six-inch stage like the cage bird. We can't. We've been domesticated. We've been domesticated like animals, trained to be confined and fenced in. But the animals' instincts to be who they are doesn't really change that much. A bird always want to fly. Dogs want to bark, and chickens, they lay eggs, and roosters, they still crow. But when you open the door of the barnyard, they go out. But one thing that they do, they come back home to roost. Open the cage, and the bird, he stay around the cage. He'll fly around the cage. He'll fly on top of the cage, and he'll go everywhere except, outside of the venue of that cage, because he's been so confined and so used to being confined in that little cage and on that little stage, and that's what happens. We have been given a religion that have made us want to just to be satisfied, to hang around and not wanting to be free. The door is open, but that death-given religion that we were taught keeps us from realizing that we are a free man in the city. The God that created us to follow logic. We need political leaders, church leaders, but they must be leaders that represents the true life of the human being. Allah says, I am going to put a leader, a ruler, a caliph in the earth. And he was questioned, will he cause trouble? But God said, I know what you do not know. God says, when I have put into him my spirit in him, you should respect him, make obeisance to him, obey him. If we don't have true religion, we will always be victimized by the powerful schemes of Satan. Allah has said to us in Surah 2 in Baqarah, section 32 in Baqarah. Allah has said that, did thou not turn thy vision to those who abandoned their homes, though they were thousand in number, for fear of death? Allah said to them, die, then he restored to them life. For Allah is full of bounty to mankind, but most of them are ungrateful. Then fight in the cause of Allah, and know that Allah hear and knows all things. Who is he that will loan to Allah a beautiful loan, which Allah will double unto his credit and multiply many times? It is Allah that gives you want and or plenty, and to him shall be your return. Hast thou not turned thy vision to the chiefs of the children of Israel after the time of Moses? They said to a prophet that was among them, appoint for us a king, that we may fight in the cause of Allah. He said, it is not possible. It is not possible. If you were commanded to fight, that you would fight. They said, how could we refuse to fight? We refused to fight in the cause of Allah, seeing that we were turned out of our homes and our families. But when they were commanded to fight, they turned back, except a small band among them. But Allah has full knowledge of those who do wrong. Their prophet said to them, Allah has appointed Talut as king over you. They said, how can he exercise authority over us when we were better fitted than he to exercise authority? And he is not even gifted with wealth and substance. He said, Allah has chosen him above you and hath gifted him abundantly with knowledge and bodily powers. Allah granteth his authority to whom he pleases, and Allah is all-embracing, and he know all things. When Christ Jesus came to stood up, he asked the mighty disciples, who will be my helpers in this great work of Allah? The disciples stood up, and they said, we are your helpers in this great work of Allah. After they understood the mission of Jesus, after they realized that God had sent him to perform a great work, they were energized and became alive in the work of Allah. We're talking about religion means alive. They went out and they spread the gospel. They were alive in the work in the spirit of the religion, which is the work. Those who forsook their homes and went out to establish this great religion, they chose to do this because faith had entered their hearts. The people would be corrected by the prophet when he would tell them, don't say that you believe until faith has entered your heart. We have to have work. We have to show that we have faith. Faith without work is nothing. We can't continue to keep going around bragging about what we got or saying what we have and what greatness we have in our beloved leader, the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad, and not have any works. We can't have that. We can't do that. Faith without works is nothing. Dear believers, we have to really be on the job. We have to be on our job. We have to begin to establish ourselves in this great work, and begin to build this model community. Our beloved Imam, W.D. Muhammad, has worked hard, has worked diligently. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has came and worked hard and worked diligently and left the foundation and showed us that we can do this And we have people today in this community that are working hard and diligently and showing that this can be done. Religion means alive. Religion means alive. Dear people, religion means alive. You know, we have been blessed by Almighty God to really be a part of a great situation here. We have been blessed. Allah has blessed us. Allah has favored us. Allah has favored us because we're special people born out of some very special circumstances. And therefore, Allah has obligated himself to send us this mighty, mighty leader in the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. Dear believers, we are working here today, and we're promoting all of the great works that our beloved leader, the Imam W.D. Muhammad, has left us, and we're working hard and diligently to see to it that we do not fault on our duties and our responsibilities. In Surah 53 and Ayat 26, Allah says, say, O Allah, Lord of power and rule, thou givest power to whom thou pleasest, and thou strippest of power from whom thou pleasest. You endureth with honor whom you pleasest, and you bring low whom you pleasest. In your hands is all good. Verily, over all things you have power. You cause the night to gain on the day, and you cause the day to gain on the night. You bring the living out of the dead, and you bring the dead out of the living. Salaf al-Din, surely Allah speaks the truth. Allah has said, dear believers, that, brothers and sisters, this is truly the day of religion. And when our Imam W.D. Muhammad stated religion means alive, and those of us who have chosen to be helpers in this great work by coming out boldly and stating in our life's work, demonstrating in our work in the community that we are alive in the following of this great, great leader, the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad, not late leader. There's nothing late about the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. There's nothing late about the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There's nothing late about the leaders and the people who came and struggled in our cause. There's nothing late about that because we, as we said before, we are moving fast, moving, quick thinking, right up to the modern times. And we're bringing that religion and we're bringing that faith and we're bringing that into what we are doing today. So let us stand up and let us be firm in what we're doing and let us not hesitate. Allah says, O ye who believe, spend out of the bounties we have provided for you, before the day comes when no bargaining will avail, nor friendship, nor intercessions. Those who reject faith, they are the wrongdoers. Allah, there is no God but He, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal. No slumber can seize Him, nor sleep. His are all things in the heavens and on earth. Who is there that can intercede in His presence, except as He permitted? He knows what appears to His servants, as before or after or behind them, nor shall they compass aught of His knowledge, except as He wills. His throne doth extend over the heavens and the earth, and He feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, for He is the Most High, the Supreme in glory. Let there be no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. Whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks. And Allah hears and knows all things. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Brothers, dear believers, the first slaves who stood up against the injustice that was put upon our people here in America, and that great work has been continued in this great community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. We have the religion, al-Islam, straight from Almighty God, and have brought to life a movement that is building a model community, and because religion means alive. All of our efforts would be promoted with the spirit that nothing can stop it. We will not stop now. We cannot be denied this great promise from God if we live our religion. If we live our religion, if you don't think that after over 400 and something years or more of what we went through here in America, we are wandering in the desert like the Hebrews. The Imam guiding us to the proper worship of God Allah, of Almighty God Allah, obligated himself to answer. Allah answered, obligated himself to answer our plea, to answer our call, to send us someone to save us from a situation that is oppressive. And He did that. But He also said that He will not change our condition unless we are willing to work at it ourselves. And look, we are willing to work at it ourselves. Allah says here in Surah 3, say, O Allah, Lord of power and rule, Thou givest power to whom Thou pleasest, and Thou strippest power from whom Thou pleasest. Thou endowest with honor whom Thou pleasest, and Thou bringest low whom Thou pleasest. In Thy hands is all good. Verily, over all things, You have the power. So, brothers and sisters, dear believers, Allah said, and let there be, and let Allah will not leave the believers in the state in which ye are now, until He separate what is evil from what is good. Nor will Allah disclose to you the secrets of the unseen, but He chooses of His messengers for the purpose whom He pleases. So believe in Allah and His messengers, and if you believe and do right, you have a reward without measure. And let not those who covetously withhold of the gifts which Allah has given them of His grace think that it is good for them. No, it will be the worse for them. Soon shall the things which they covetously withhold be tied to their necks like a twisted collar on the day of judgment. To Allah belong the heritage of all the heavens and the earth, and Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Allah has heard the taunt of those who say, truly Allah is indigent, and we are rich, and we shall certainly record their word and their acts of slaying the prophets in defiance of right. And we shall say, taste ye the penalty of the scorching fire. This is because of the unrighteousness deeds which your hands sent on before you. For Allah never harms those who serve him. We have been, when we give ourselves to Allah and realize that all of the power is from Allah, and without you, Allah, we have nothing. Everything is in your hands. But we must realize this and follow the best of what you give us. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah says here in the Quran, our Lord, we have heard the call of one calling us to faith. Believe you in the Lord, and we have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins, blot out from us our iniquities, and take thyself our souls in the company of the righteous. Our Lord, grant us what thou did promise us unto us through thy messengers, and save us from shame on the day of judgment, for thou never breakest your promise. And their Lord hath accepted of them and answered them, never will I suffer the loss, the work of any of you, be you male or female, you are from one another. Those who have left their homes and were driven out therefrom and suffered harm in my cause and fought and were slain, verily I will blot out from them their iniquities and admit them into gardens with rivers flowing beneath. A reward from the presence of Allah and from his presence is the best of rewards. Let not the strutting about of the unbelievers through the land deceive you. Little is it for enjoyment, their ultimate abode is hell. What an evil bed to lie on. On the other hand, for those who fear their Lord are gardens with rivers flowing beneath, therein are they to dwell forever, a gift from the presence of Allah. And that which is in the presence of Allah is the best bliss for the righteous. And there are certainly among the people of the book those who believe in Allah, in the revelation to you, in the revelations to you, and in the revelation to them, bowing in humility to Allah. They will not sell the signs of Allah for a miserable gain. For them is a reward with their Lord, and Allah is swift in account. O ye who believe, preserve in patience and constancy, vow in such perseverance, strengthen each other, and fear Allah that you may prosper. Allah is Almighty, and Allah is Almighty. Brothers and sisters, we need to stand by our word, that we bear witness that there is but one God, Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger and the last prophet, to believe in the books, in the angels, and balance our life with the foundation that is given to us, that is the five principles, the five pillars of Islam. We should stand up on them. They are our structure. They are what balances our life, the five pillars of Islam. We have no excuse today. We have no excuse, brothers, dear believers. We have no excuse because we have been given a mission. We have been given a mission from Imam Deputy Muhammad. I remember he said that Jesus, when he was given his mission, he didn't just stay in Jerusalem. He said he went out on the highways and the byways and he traveled and he spread the gospel. But he spread it by what? By building human relationships, by building human structure, by building lives. Jesus was a roving Messiah. and our beloved Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, went out and he worked so hard. He was a builder, he was a worker, he was a salesman. This is how he established the religion. Prophet Muhammad, you think Prophet Muhammad sat around in the masjid and dickered all day? He wasn't a dicker, he didn't dicker all day. He went out, he worked, and Islam was spread and established through his business dealings. And the people got a good look at his character and his conduct. They got a good look at the way he interacted with the people. He got a good look at the way he was dealing fairly with the people. This is how the religion was spread. We're not going to spread the religion by sitting in the masjids all day. We're not going to spread the religion by talking all day. We're not going to spread the religion by not establishing business life. We're not going to spread the religion by not having educational institutions. We're not going to spread the religion by not having and putting our children out front and seeing to it that our children have better conditions. We're not going to spread the religion like that. If that's the way we live in a religion, then our religion is not alive. And religion means alive. Alive in your every move. Alive in your walk. Alive in your talk. Alive in your establishment. Alive in your truth. Alive in your justice. Alive in the way you react with people and bring people to this religion. Everybody's not going to be Muslim, but everybody will be rational-minded people who want to deal with someone who's rational-minded and someone who's doing good works in the community and who's thinking business-minded and who's thinking community building, who's thinking about uniting and working together to bring about a better society, bring about a better world. People are looking for this, and they're waiting on us. They're waiting on us because we are the ones that's speaking the loudest. We're the ones that's speaking the loudest about what we have in Imam W.D. Muhammad. We are speaking the loudest about Imam W.D. Muhammad, and our beloved Imam has came and demonstrated in every facet of his life how we should live this religion and how we should build this community. We should be in the forefront of this movement in the world today. Religion means alive. Religion means alive. When you call the prayer, when you call to the prayer, Hayya, Hayya means come lively, come stepping. Not just stepping in your step, moving fast into the masjids, but moving fast out of the masjids into your businesses, into your establishment. Into your establishment. Not to come in and sit down and dicker all day and science up on the teachings. That's not what this is about. In some kind of way, as African American people, we seem to enjoy that. We seem to enjoy being preachers. We seem to enjoy that. And that's one thing, one condition that we have to come out of. Dear believers, we have to come out of that and sincere in our actions and our deeds and really begin to make great. We have to make great sacrifices. We have to make great sacrifices. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's only going to be a handful of us who are going to help bring this thing around. It's only going to be a handful of us. Only going to be a handful of us. Everybody's not going to make it. Everybody's not going to contribute. The Imam said that there are those who will do a lot. There are those who will do a little. And he said that those who will do nothing. This is a statement from the Imam. And let us not, brothers and sisters, let us be found contributing to this great cause. In this great work, as Christ Jesus said, who will be my helpers in the way of the Lord? And the disciples stood up and they said, we are your helpers, Master. We are your helpers, Master. We should be ashamed of ourselves if we are not really putting forth the great effort that we should be putting forth, that we should be putting forth to build this model community. We should be really, really, really not be satisfied. We should not be satisfied until the whole earth recognize and know that Imam W.D. Muhammad's tafsir is truly the return of Christ. It's truly the return of Christ. Imam W.D. Muhammad's tafsir is truly the return of Christ. Dear believers, let us strive and work hard to build this community. Let's not lay down on the job. Let's stop bickering and fighting among each other and honestly, look at each other and look at ourselves and realize that we're in this together and that we're all we got. We're all we got in this. We're all we got in this. And we have to stand up and be firm. Because Allah said that if you don't do it, he's going to give it to somebody else. Because somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to do it. But thank Allah, praise be to Allah, we have some young people coming up today who are not taking no for an answer. We have young people today who are not taking no for an answer, and they're working. And they're working. Don't think that our young people are laid back and ain't doing, not doing that because you don't see them. You don't see them because they're tired of being around a bunch of people who like to talk all the time. That's why we don't see them, because we all we do is get in their way. All we do is block them. All we do is not giving them the opportunity to do the things that they need to be doing, doing the things that they know they can do, doing the things that Allah has prepared them to do. And this is why we don't see them. But they're gonna go. They are gonna make themselves available so that they can do this great work, because this has been ingrained into their spirit. It has been ingrained into their soul, you know. And they are going to do it. We need to really, really focus in on our schools, our educational systems, and really take time and sit down with our young people. Take time and sit down with them. Take time and sit down with them and arrange and for them to be a part of what we're doing. Not just as a token. Not just because we need a young person here, we need a young person here. Not because of that, but because of their desire and because of Allah has given them to be a part of this great work and to be a part of the solution, because they are a part of the solution, you know. And we will miss out. We will miss out. We will miss out sitting before the world saying, asking, where are your young people? And we don't know, and we don't know because we are not engaging them.
Blog Talk Radio.
Because we're not allowing them the opportunity to do the
good day. Afternoon. As-salamu alaykum. That is peace be unto you. Welcome to the Sunday edition of Religion Means Alive. We are happy to be here today. We are very excited about the...
Excuse me. Yes. We thank Allah. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button here. But anyway, we thank Allah. And once again, we continuously to thank Allah. And we pray that Allah continue to bless all of us to stay the course, dear believers, stay the course. And hopefully, inshallah, you know, we will be the winners. We will be the winners if we really realize and understand what true religion means. What true religion means. It means to be alive. It means to be alive. It doesn't mean that we can just get up here and quote a bunch of scripture, and we have to work. We have to work. There's a lot of you on this call tonight who have contributed, especially on that East Coast over there. A lot of you have really contributed to this great cause, to this great work, and have been a part of this great movement from the beginning. You know, we didn't just get on the bus in 1975. We worked in the factory where the bus was being made, where the bus was being built. A lot of us, you know, we were here in this community when the bus was being made, when this movement, when this situation that we're in now was being produced by Almighty Allah through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and through the great works of the Nation of Islam. So we thank Allah for all of you, and we pray Allah continue blessing all of you, dear believers. And let us pray. Let us work hard to make this Savior's Day a success. Let us work hard to fill that Robert Treat Hotel, to fill it up. Let us work hard with Imam Akbar at Masjid Ali K. Muslim over on the East Coast. Let's work hard to bring the people out, brothers and sisters. Let's bring them out. Let's bring them out. Let us see each other, meet each other there, and greet each other, and sit down and figure out a way of how we're going to keep this thing together, how we're going to keep this great work, how we're going to keep this great work forming. And let us work with our children. Let's engage our children in everything that we do. Let's find a way to put our children out front. Let's find a way to put our young brothers and sisters out front in some of these programs. Let us find a way that's not making them feel like they're just a token. It's not making them feel like we just need to slide something in or slide you in here because we need young people. Let's make them feel that they are a part of this and they have just as much to contribute to this situation as we have. They respect us. They respect us now. They respect us then. They respect us now. And they'll respect us even more and even better when we include them, because we're going to need them one day. We're going to need them. We're going to need them just as sure as we need ourselves. We're going to need them. So let us work to try to include our children. Let's work. And let us pray to Almighty Allah that we can stay connected, because Allah has sent us many, many, many great leaders, many great leaders, and they are all in us. They are all in us. Every leader that we've had in the past are all in us. And this movement This movement is a great movement, straight from Almighty God. And Allah is with us. Allah is with us, brothers and sisters. Allah is with us. And let us pray, and let us thank Allah for this wonderful opportunity. And let us thank my dear brother, Alfred Muhammad, for this wonderful program. And I thank him for asking me to host this program. And I'll be hosting it up until Savior's Day, and maybe a little longer, depending on how it turns out. But anyway, we thank Allah, and we thank Allah for this great opportunity. And I still, like I said before, I want to reiterate that the Savior's Day is coming up on Savior's Day 2016, Building Bridges for Peace and Justice, Saturday, February 20th, at the Robert Treat Hotel at 50 Park Place in Newark, New Jersey. And the doors will open at 11 o'clock a.m. Programs, it starts at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The banquet starts at 6 p.m. There's lodging available at the Robert Treat Hotel. The phone number at the hotel is 973-622-1100. And the discount rate code is 7114. And there will be great speakers, and we will be having the Hadid Award Banquet. And also, there will be vendors in the New Africa Marketplace, You can go on the online at themoscares.com and either saviorsday.net. And the phone number is 708-679-1587. That's WDM Ministry at subglobal.net. That's WDM Ministry at subglobal.net. I have a few minutes left, about 20 minutes. I want to see if I can get some comments on here, and just be patient with me because Alpha Jr. has given me a few tips on this technology. So be patient with me. I'm going to see if I can bring somebody on. Let's see. We got a call here from, 408-463-4843. Let's see if I can get you on here. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. I guess nobody's on. Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, but what I would like to say is that I really want to reiterate this program. I'm a little new at it, but hopefully, inshallah, I will be coming back on next Tuesday, and hopefully, I'll be a little more prepared. I'll be a little more prepared, but I'm not making no excuses because we should always be prepared. When I was asked to do this program, you know, I accepted it. You know, when someone I'm asked to do something, I accept it. You know, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I was asked. You know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. But let us work hard, dear believers, to really make this community a success. Let us work hard. Let us work hard and build to continue build on what our beloved leader, the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad, has given us in this community. And let us support the ministry, the Imam's ministry of the Mosques also. The Imam has a profound leadership, social commentary on major issues, you know, and the Imam has pierced all kinds of sources of scriptural insight into the Bible, the Torah, and the Quran, and has a unique ability to apply scriptural interpretation to social issues. The Imam has brought him numerous awards and high honors. He's a man of vision who has performed many historical firsts. Imam Muhammad is the founder of the Mosques and the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, WDM Ministry. You know, and he has many achievements. There are so many accolades and achievements and accomplishments. The Imam has, you know, delivered the invocation on the floor of the U.S. Senate, and the first given by a Muslim. 1992, and also delivered the first address by a Muslim on the floor of the Georgia State. Also in 93, participated in the inaugural interfaith prayer service of President Bill Clinton, and also in 1995, selected as president of the World Conference of Religions and Peace. In 1995, addressed the governing board of the World Conference of Religion and Peace in Copenhagen, Denmark. 1996, he met with Pope John Paul II at the Vatican. He met with the Pope again October 28, 1999, on the eve of the new millennium in St. Peter's Basilica with many other world religious leaders and the folklore. And also, he also, in 1997, the folklore movement presented him with the Luminosa Award for promoting interfaith dialogue, peace, and understanding in the U.S. In 1999, he served on the advisory panel for religious freedom, a board formed by Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. In 1999, he participated in the World Conference of Religion and Peace Assembly in Amman, Jordan. He was elected international president in 2001 in the strongest term, denounced the September 11th terrorist attack on the United States as un-Islamic and evil. In 2002, he was inducted as a member of the Martin Luther King Jr. International Board of Preachers at Morehouse College in Atlanta. He was honored with his portrait in the International Chapel of Morehouse University. In 2005, he participated in a program that featured a conversation with Imam W.D. Muhammad and Cardinal George of the Catholic Diocese. The Imam W.D. Muhammad is the foremost leader of Muslims throughout America and in many other parts of the world. He is known for his depth in thinking, insight, faith. His perspectives are clearly Quranic based and applications that cut across scriptural, religious, political, cultural, and ethnic lines. He is at the forefront of interfaith dialogue and cooperation. He is leading the call toward human excellence. So, dear believers, we're talking about religion means alive. If that's not alive, if that's not living, then I don't know what living is. If the Imam W.D. Muhammad came and showed us what religion, what true religion means, and what we have to do to really, really bring this religion in the forefront and how we have to live it, then I don't know what, I don't know what to say. But other than that, is that we have the religion straight from Almighty God. We have the leader. We have the leader, not late leader. We have the leader. We have the leadership because this knowledge will never die. This knowledge will never die, and this community has just begun. This community has just begun, and we are growing. And we are growing, dear believers. We are growing, and we will not stop now. We will not stop now. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Claire Muhammad is smiling today from what they see, that's going on here in this community today, dear believers. So let us stand up and be counted. Let us stand up and realize what we have today in this community. Let us stand up. Let us stand up and keep moving, dear believers. Let us keep moving and keep moving forward as Allah is truly blessing us. Allah is truly blessing us, dear believers. Allah has blessed us, and he's blessing us, and his promise is true. Allah's promise is true, and we will not stop now. We will not stop now. We will not stop now. Brothers and sisters, let us pray and ask Allah to let our entry be by the gate of truth and honor. And also, when we exit, let it be by the gate of truth and honor. And let us pray that he grant us an authority from his presence to aid us. For surely when truth arrives, falsehood must perish, because falsehood by its very nature is bound to perish. And we pray that he give us good in this life and give us good in the future. For surely Allah is our only protector. And we pray that he have mercy upon us and that he save us from the torment of the fire. Let us thank Allah and let us continue pray and continue pray. And let us get up after we finish praying and go to work. Let us get up after we pray and go to work and continue to build this model community, because we have too many people in this community that have fought and died for what we have today. And to allow this to go down the drain, you know, Allah will not let this happen. Allah will not let this happen. Allah said he will not suffer the loss of the believer, you know, not after the great works that we've done, not after the great works that's being done. So those of you who are thinking in terms of business, Those of you who are thinking in terms of supporting our farm down south, those of you who are thinking in terms of supporting our Sister Clara Muhammad schools across the country, those of you who are thinking supporting the mosques and the ministry of Imam Deputy Muhammad, those of you who are building businesses for yourself, writing books, producing things for yourself, you know, those of you who are doing these things, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. As long as we do something, we got to do something. We got to follow, lead, or we got to get the hell out of the way. We got to do something, brothers and sisters. We have to do something. We have to be productive, and we have to produce something. We have to produce something. We can't, the Imam said that, like he said Jesus was a roving Messiah. He didn't just stay in Jerusalem. You know, he went out on the highways and byways. He said, we can't be given this great gift from God and sit down in it and not be active. And sit down in it and not be active, you know. And when I say not be active, I don't mean, you know, we active because I'm on this program talking or because I can do a few poems. I'm not talking about that because Allah blesses us all to have something to do. I'm talking about moving outside of the box, building businesses, working, supporting the businesses, supporting the brothers and sisters who are selling products around the country, the two detergent, the two detergents, the farm down south, Brother Fareed's farm. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We have to find a way. We have to find a way to support these entities. If we have to make sacrifices, we have to do that. We have to do that. We have to do that. And we can't support nothing if we don't have nothing coming in. If we're not thinking in terms of establishing something where we can get some money coming in so that we can support these entities, you know, we're going to be written down in history, as a people who had a gold mine. We had a pick and a shovel. From the Imam, from the tafsir and the knowledge that the Imam has given us, we're going to be written down in history as a people who had it and didn't use it, you know. And believe me, you know, I don't want to die like that. I don't want that on my conscience, you know. So, dear believers, let's work hard and let's thank these brothers who are working and who are making great contributions, you know. And because, you know, some people have more than others in their means. Some people do. Let's pray. Let's pray for them. But let's work hard to try to do something, you know, to help in this great cause. Let us do something. Let us work hard to work and build this model community. Let's support our schools, our educational system. And like I said before, let's support our businesses, brothers and sisters. And let us not forget, you know, that Allah is almighty, and he answers the call to the sincere. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, do not punish us if we forget or make a mistake, or if we fall into error. Do not lay on us a burden greater than we have the strength to bear. Blot out our sins, have mercy upon us, and protect us from the disbelieving people. And we pray that you give us good in this life and give us good in the future. And save us, O Allah, from the torment of the fire. So before I close out, I have something I wanna share with you, and I hope you enjoy this, because we're talking about the Savior's Day. And let us not forget this, dear brothers and sisters. Let us not forget. I met with Abdel Aziz. And this is a tribute to the leadership of Imam Deputy Muhammad. We thank Allah for Sister Clara Muhammad. We thank Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. For the great works that they came and gave us. We thank Allah for them. We thank Allah that they gave us a son. And the Honorable Imam Deputy Muhammad. We thank Allah for Sister Clara Muhammad who's given us an educational system that's standing as a beacon of hope in America, but they have truly given us the leadership. On February 26th, in 1975, a ship docked in Chicago after a 44-year drive. Now this ship was above the ordinary, on a rugged sea in the depths of ignorance, falsehood, and white supremacy. The crew was hard-driven men and women who did the best that they could in song was called From the Mother Society by Captain Who Understood. The Captain Elijah was a brave man like Daniel in the lion's den. He taught his men to stand up and fight regardless of the shifting of the wind. When the wind blew fiercely, the sea got rough, but the crew stood firm because they were tough. When the command came down to man their post out of love and true respect, like a flash of light, they were ready to fight. All hands would be on deck. Once a year, be it far or near, the ship would come to dock. Oh, the crew, they only knew that they were in for a shock. Because Elijah, the captain, had gotten ill. No doctor's pill could stop him from passing away. He was a man, part of the divine plan, and this was the chosen day that he passed. Many questions were asked. I know, because I asked one. But little did we know he had to go to allow the rising of the new sun. Yes, when the ship docked, the world was shocked because a man who stood firm and hard had passed away. On this particular day, it was the will of Allah, Almighty God. Did the sails rise again in the changing of the wind? Look around and I'm sure you can tell. And Elijah, he knew. He trained the crew and he trained them very well. But there was one, a humble son, who was striving to be upright for this day. And it was to be seen that Imam Waris-ud-Din was to carry the ship on his way. He said, I have what you need on how to succeed, so come on, let's continue this trip. I am the one, said the humble son, to sail and direct this ship. Those of you in doubt, listen and check me out. Allah has fashioned me, and it's Allah's will that we still set out in the depths of the sea. Though the winds will be rough, you've been trained, you're tough. We're now sailing sunnah on this ship. When you do a good deed, you'll get what you need, and success will be yours on this ship. He stepped right in and took control, giving justice to the poor, the young and the old, explaining the rights of the women and men. The ship set out to sail again. He rid the ship of falsehood, racism, uprooted superstition, and even today, the people say, what a smooth transition. Only a God-sent man could take such a stand and fill such a humble position. He said, follow me, and soon you'll see I was born for the mission. Imam W.D. Muhammad, he lives in you. He lives in me. He lives in the destiny. We are Imam W.D. Muhammad. In this great work, we are Imam W.D. Muhammad. We are your helpers in this great work of the Lord, Imam W.D. Muhammad. And we will not stop now. Let's keep standing and standing and standing and stand for something. Dear believers, let's not forget. We can keep on running around with all that shuck and jive, but just remember that if you have true religion, then you should be alive. I'm here with Abdelaziz. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Dear believers, good night. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.